With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden has been meeting with top national security officials about the deadly attack on U.S. troops in the Middle East. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Among those meeting with the president in the White House Situation Room were National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines. The White House says they discussed the latest developments regarding the attack in Jordan that left three American troops dead. Over the weekend, the president said the U.S. will retaliate. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, an Israeli document spells out allegations about a dozen U.N. employees the country say took part in the Hamas October 7th assault. That document claims seven stormed into Israeli territory, including one who participated in a kidnapping and another who helped to steal a soldier's body. Attacks on ships in the Red Sea by Yemen's Houthi rebels have unraveled a key global trade route, forcing vessels into longer and more costly journeys around Africa.
The problem isn't nearly as bad as the supply chain log jams that caused delays, shortages, and higher prices in 2021 and 22. But if the conflict in Gaza drags on, the trade disruption in the Red Sea could surge inflation. The disruption has forced car factories in Belgium and Berlin to idle. And a Maryland company that makes hospital supplies doesn't know when to expect parts from Asia.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Alex Murdaugh back in a South Carolina courtroom trying to prove that misconduct by a clerk persuaded a jury to find him guilty of murdering his wife and son. One juror questioned said comments by Culleton County Clerk Becky Hill during the trial made it seem like Murdaugh was already guilty. This is SRN News. Are you becoming more spiritual?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and it turns out that 41% of them say they have become more spiritual over the course of their life, versus 22% who've stayed about the same, and 13% who have become less spiritual. Amongst the groups that are most likely to say they're getting more spiritual over time are evangelical Protestants, black Protestants, and people over the age of 50. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia lawmakers, in a show of support for Israel, have given final passage to a bill that defines anti-Semitism in state law. Sponsors say adopting the definition put forward by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance would help prosecutors and other officials identify hate crimes and illegal discrimination targeting Jewish people. Anti-Semitism has surged in the U.S. and around the world. This is SRN News. Amazon had hoped to clean up with its purchase of high-tech vacuum maker iRobot, but alas, it wasn't meant to be.
Blaming undue and disproportionate regulatory hurdles, Amazon has called off the billion-dollar-plus deal. In a joint statement, the companies say they entered into a mutual agreement to terminate their announced acquisition agreement, and both expressed disappointment. The transaction had been facing antitrust scrutiny on both sides of the Atlantic. iRobot has announced plans to lay off about 31% of its staff, and its CEO is leaving. Rich Thomason reporting.
Five American Airlines flight attendants and one passenger recovering after their flight from Los Angeles made a hard landing at the Maui airport on Saturday. The FAA investigating. And the Super Bowl is now set. February 11th in Las Vegas, San Francisco will be facing Kansas City. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.